Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollandBranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The best. The best. The best. 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 Damn. Damn. Damn.
Damn.
Damn. Damn.
And now it's time for the best. The best. Damn. Audio.
Not a, we call it a battle, just in a fun way. We shouldn't give away our secrets here, but the battle is ultimately to see your responses on the TLCMotors.com text line 72341.
It's friendly little competition, little comp.
And also to watch Paige giggle, because this is a woman where, and this is what shows her purity, her pureness, her driven like the snow, or what is it? Like the driven snow. What does that mean? Driven snow would be like all murky and gray.
Yeah, dirty.
Nevertheless, to what she cannot contain herself, even if it's a real serious moment, and she gets flustered giggling by something. She can't. She breaks character like hell, or corpsing, as they call it.
She has not heard these because no. Mattman and myself keep them in the same folder. So we might hear one back and forth.
Right.
But she don't know any of them.
And what's great about, well, one that I'm using in the future is when I go and save it in the folder, mm-hmm. I look. And because of the platform that I got it on, I can see that Fatboy had already liked it.
Oh, yeah. That's so how like, you spy on me with half-naked women.
That's how the algorithm works. Like, you're basically, when you click on Explore or whatever, you're seeing what all your friends are looking at. Is the way like they mirror that.
That's why I got all these breastfeeding videos, because
sure.
People are around me.
All your lady friends are pregnant, or your male friends are fetish freaks.
Want to make sure you're doing it right, fat boy.
And they always put music to it, too. I'm like, did you have to have music to the breastfeeding video? It's always some Indonesian chick, too, who's like sitting on a bunch of pillows. She's got a big knock. She's about to shove in her kid's face.
Yeah. Those kids will soothe their moms in like 2060. They'll say, you know, the way the Nirvana kid was suing his parents or whatever.
Should have.
Why'd you put it on there, man?
Why'd you put the stuff out there?
Who wants to go first?
You want to go first?
Okay. I'm not starting off with a get you laughing real crazy. This is one of those that's like, wow. It's almost prophetic. Like how I talked about my mom and being weirded out by the webcam being in front of you, and she put a piece of tape over it years and years ago. This is from...
Hey,
Mama.
I wasn't there, though.
Damn. Happy birthday. Do you remember an award show called the Yahoo, meaning the internet engine, search engine, Yahoo Internet Life Online Music Awards?
I actually don't.
Well, that was a thing in the year 1999, and the legend award went to a guy that actually rejoined with a song by yesterday. His name was Prince.
Oh.
And this is the Yahoo Internet Life Online Music Awards. Listen to part of his speech.
Don't be fooled by the internet. It's cool. It's cool to get on the computer, but don't let the computer get on you. It's cool. cool to use the computer. Don't let the computer use you. You all saw the Matrix. There's a war going on, the battlefield's in the mind. And the prize is the soul. So just be careful. Very good. Thank you.
26 years what? Ago. Huh?
How would he see into that that far?
How did George Orwell see it? I mean, like,
do you think it's, well, like when some people try to see the full spectrum of what's going on who are ahead of the trends?
Yeah.
It's just a guess, right? Like, that might be an educated guess, but some people like you figure out, like, can narrow a focus, like, no, this is where this is going. There's no other way it could go, like, any other way. Like, there's no variables in their mind.
Sure. But, I mean, like, think about it. That's why when he says that, you know, this is the infancy of the internet when he's saying 1999, like the song he had. They're at the Yahoo Internet Life Online award show. And that's what he's saying. That's why at the beginning, the people are like, oh, God. Like, we're at the Masters Championship, and y'all just said golf sucks. Like, I don't know if I should clap right now.
You know what makes sense? Because they said Prince's musical genius was his arrangement. How he could hear every instrument and how they came together.
Yeah.
Like, what went where.
That's just, I heard that again. Very old, 26 years, but just to think about how he knew that then. And a lot of people were saying that, but
insight.
The way he put that was, whew, that was good. Are you moved right now?
Looking a lot into the future.
Yeah.
I got one here that, you know, I love Alex Trebek. I miss him.
Ooh, sorry.
And I didn't know about these until I found them. A couple Jeopardy outtakes.
Ooh, I thought Trebek was good.
I didn't think he was, salty is not the right word, but.
Is it like the one where Mr. Rogers is flipping the bird and you find out, wow, that was real?
Let's just say I was shocked to hear this out of Trebek. I really, really was.
She drank the poison that Captain Hook intended for Peter Pan.
Tinkerbell!
Putting it out, thinking it'll all be afterwards.
F*** him. You dumb son of a bitch. You don't watch it 24 hours a day. There's a daily cash prize of $1,000 and f***. No s***. Call now and play Phone Jeopardy.
There's just a few short outtakes, but the guy in the beginning, he says, do it again because she sounded too excited to give the answer. That's when he said blank him.
What? They recut Jeopardy?
Well, just outtakes from certain episodes that they put online.
Oh.
And then that's when he was trying to cut a promo to where you could play on the phone. That's when he was, you dumb son of a bitch.
Oh, my God.
This is, man, that's the best stuff. That's the best stuff.
Which, that show sucks now. It's awful.
Really?
He was the show. He really was.
Why is it so bad? Is dull?
Well, Blossom sucked at it, I thought. But you don't want to be that middle person. The replacement. You want to be the replacement of the replacement.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like when, you know, Roth replaced Stern, people hated him.
Well, God, what's the, like, I mean, I'm sure the ratings still do okay. I don't know, but, like, Price is Right. Like, has it been a thing since Bob's gone?
And they try to put it at prime time just to kind of boost it, I guess. And
yeah.
They do local. They do a traveling. Like, you can, you know, go compete for a prize. I don't think it's Drew Carey going around the country. It might be.
Well, God, I know. They come to Harrah's, and I think they came to the Spartanburg Memorial Auditorium. But I fear that, oh, I shouldn't say fear. I'm pretty sure that Drew Carey wasn't his farm. All right.
There's a there's a bait shop in a small Michigan town that's getting a lot of traffic. A lot of people want to go buy merch at it. And the lady that runs the bait shop is a family-owned business. Mm-hmm. She's kind of getting tired of the traffic.
Uh-oh.
She gets calls, too. And you'll see why when you hear this little news story out of Michigan.
Recently, an explosion of interest here downriver and beyond in a catchy slogan right on the side of a bait and tackle spot. You'll have to get your mind out of the gutter for this story. Your one-way ticket to Pound Town.
I went to Pound Town today. I went to Pound Town on the D. Pound Town on the dirty D is another saying.
There's a lot of pounding going on downriver.
I couldn't even give you a number.
Tens of thousands?
Probably.
That's tens of thousands of shirts Christy Newman's family-owned bait and tackle shop have sold with this logo on it. So what does it really mean?
We used to always say, oh, we're going to Pound Town. You're pounding the jigs off the bottom. You're pounding the fish. Pound Town.
I guess I can swap my beanie out for this hat. Now that I know the real meaning of Pound Town, the merch is on sale in-store and online just in time for the holidays.
What does she mean by swap my beanie out?
That's what I was thinking. In the, like in the video, she takes her...
She put on a Pound Town hat?
Yeah, she did.
On the Dirty D.
I've never heard anybody fishing saying they're going to Pound Town.
Never. Uh-huh. But that sounded northeast. Going to Pound Town.
Going to pound the jigs, pound the fish, pound them all.
Whose turn is it?
You know what? Let me go. Because, you know, we only got a couple
don't
left.
Don't concede.
No, we only got a couple left. Okay. I don't think it's going to match up to the finale.
Okay.
But if you're a prankster who likes to mess with the intercom systems at your various home-to-do warehouses, whatever.
Home stores.
Yeah. Home-to-do-it-yourself.
Home-to-do.
Home do what yourself are they called, though? Like, what do you call a Lowe's or a Home Depot? It's a...
DIY?
No.
Well...
I don't know. It's like a big... there's some word for it. Text in. Paige will give you her phone number.
These guys don't do a funny name, and they don't fart in the microphone, but he leaves a rather vile message for the customers of
this. They are home improvement companies.
Yeah!
Oh, there you go. That's what it is.
Paige, give yourself your phone number.
Okay, I'll give it to me.
You win.
This guy got... Before he got thrown out, he snuck into a phone and... commandeered the intercom.
Hey, what's going on, guys? This is Big Tommy M, the Long Island Ferry Jumper. I just wanted to let you all know that I just my pants.
Get out of my seat.
What?
Get out of my seat.
Guys, now. Now. Get out.
I'm trying to find freaking paper.
Why are you so mad?
The lady.
Why are you so mad?
The lady's trying to run at him when she realizes what's going on. And
she said,
says,
get out of my chair?
Yeah, get out of my seat.
Get out of my seat.
The other lady who works with her is like pointing towards the exit, telling him to get out.
I mean, I know time and place and stuff, but you know if you're in that store right then, you are loving that. You're loving it.
Like if I heard, you know, somebody was looking for the Stiddy's family. I would laugh.
Where's Enorma at?
Enorma. Attention customers, we're looking for Enorma Stiddy's.
Any of the Stiddy's. Any Stiddy's in Sky City.
Good Lord.
God, but get out of my seat. Get out of my seat. I like his laugh, too. He's like, I just blanked my pants.
The intercom used to have a code. It was hard to get. Now it seems like you just walk up to it and use it.
Yeah. All right.
God.
If you didn't think any of that was, not that that all was funny, I mean, pretty much everything was past the Prince thing, but this right here, you remember during COVID, people were locked down and all that stuff, and a lot of people they turned into internet stars, and they would video themselves dancing as that dancing revolution came. Well, here's one that maybe you've not heard yet. It's very short. I imagine we're going to play it several times. This is a woman in Sussex, UK, during COVID, doing home karaoke by herself, singing the great song Crazy by, as Fatboy calls, Gnarls Barkley. Here's her rendition, and notice there is an echo effect on this because that's how she's got her karaoke set up. So enjoy this.
I remember when I lost my mind.
Why did she just... She immediately goes back to the microphone.
How bad did that microphone stink, man?
God.
Oh, my God.
Everything about it. Like, it starts off like... She's singing it pretty good. There's a little bit of, like, soul in that. And then she farts. The echo. And then she puts the phone back up to her face and goes...
She didn't think about it.
I remember when I lost my mind.
So gross.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Now you can like or not. It really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What you are about to hear is real. It's real Facebook arguments.
Really is.
Screenshot and sent in by perhaps you, the P1s. We never reveal our sources anonymously. You send those in. But we do change the name to protect that of the innocent, the guilty.
Oh, no.
And it's stupid. Though sometimes sources will reveal themselves.
They do. They'll call the FOF line to do so. And more on that tomorrow. This is Facebook Fussing. All right. Here we go. Scene number one, Facebook Fussing. Playing the role, and you may have heard about this back before Christmas when I said I was going to debut this name, playing the role of Gwen Ann Barrett.
Oh, boy.
It's freaking Batman. Playing the role of White Knox is also Batman. Playing the role of Jaden Danielson is Paige. And debuting the role of Horace Ripken Jr.
Oh, my goodness.
Insert pop here is Fatboy.
Horse.
And action. Gwen Ann Barrett posts a picture of a man laying in the fetal position with the caption, "This some bitch be glad I couldn't find my taser and I just called the cops. Girl, you need to add more to this. Is this real or for prank?"
I think it's Mimi I saw on TikTok or two.
Oh, no. That's my property from this morning in front of my house. Well, you could have shot him then. Ha, 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 ha. Hello. This is so difficult. I can't believe this. I woke up this morning to find some random guy, clearly homeless, sleeping in my golf cart on my property. My first thought was, what if he broke something? I had no choice, though, but to call the cops. This is my property, and people need to respect that. And also, another some bitch stole or hid from me my taser.
Gwen Ann, for real though, that's terrifying. I mean, what's next? Somebody setting up a tent in your driveway? People have no respect these days. Good thing he called the cops before he started stealing parts off of it. Or something else, LOLs.
No shiz. Do those suckers have galactic converters on them? Hello.
Jaden Danielson. Really? Are you being serious? He was sleeping, not building a chop shop. Gwen Ann, maybe he was just trying to stay warm instead of calling the cops. You could have offered him some coffee or let him sit on your porch for a while. A little compassion goes a long way.
Nah, Horace Ripken Jr., are you being serious right now? Letting a stranger on your porch or even into your home? Sure, why not just hand him the keys of the house while you're at it? And Gwen Ann and that did that smart thing. Calling the cops is what anyone with common sense would have done. Or just jump on it, hit the gas, and sling him off the end. Hello.
Gwen Ann. Sorry, but why do you even park your golf cart on the street like it's a trophy in a neighborhood parade? It's practically begging for someone to mess with it. If you had it in your garage where it belongs, none of this would have happened. And White Knox, I don't know you, but you can kiss lips emoji, a red circle with line through it emoji, sunshine emoji.
Ha! I get it. Where the sun don't shine. Ha 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 ha. Hello.
LOLOL. That's great stealing like that. That wino trying to steal Gwen Ann's Beard's club car. LOL.
Horace Ripken Jr., first off, your daddy, the great Horace Ripken Sr., would be ashamed of your pussitivity the way you are, you woke some bitch. I'll have you know my golf cart is parked there because I don't have room in my garage. And why should I have to hide these nice things like I'm the one doing something wrong? This man trespassed and slept in my cart. Let's just stay focused here, huh?
Hey, horse, I'm surprised you didn't say that this was a sign to invest in a tarp or something, or, you know, a ring camera. That's why. That way, next time, we can at least enjoy the footage.
Ha ha ha! I'd watch that live stream, get Chris Hansen to do a cameo, call it bait cart. You did the right thing, though. The last thing you really need to do is invite someone into your house and end up on an episode of Dateline or Your Carolina. Girl on there hot as F, by the way. Ha 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 ha! Hello!
It's called being kind. He wasn't trying to steal the cart. He was trying to survive the night. Would it really kill anyone to show some human decency?
This thread is the reason aliens don't visit us.
Dear God, don't get her started on the aliens.
Screw off! He looked American to me. Insane.
Horse Ripken Jr.
Horse Ripken Jr., let me say right now, a tip of the stocking cap to you.
God. I saw myself as a horse doing it.
Wilbur or Ed? Which one?
It's a mix of both with some Don Pardo.
Don Pardo. Scene number two, Facebook fussing. Again, live video streaming right now. If you're on Facebook, just click over to YouTube at The Rise Guys. That's where it's live streaming, but later on you'll see the taped version. Here we go. We call that live to tape in the business. Okay. Playing the role of Gabe Ruth, not Gay Bruth, but Gabe.
Gotcha.
Ruth is freaking Matt May. Playing the role of Ricky Mantle is Fat Boy. Playing the role of Horny Rogersby is Paige. And playing the role of Aunt Tifa is Fat Boy. And action.
You know, not a bad haul these past couple of days. I got to say so. I'm just going to go ahead and announce it here. Whoever wants some meat, you let me know. But I tell you this, it ain't going to be free anymore. We can discuss the pricing.
Dude, what the hell?
Yeah, man, did I hear that right? I mean, why the sudden change?
Well, I'll tell you. Hunting ain't cheap, and though I do love it with all my heart and soul, I honestly do. I should have said dough, because that would have been funny. Honestly, I do get a little pissed off, though, when I just give all this meat away, when I could be, I don't know, making killer money on the side, to be honest with you.
Damn, dude. Well, at least you're honest about it. I don't like
you sound so horny.
I don't like sitting in the woods with my thumb up my ass normally, but I sure like a damn deer burger, so I'll probably buy some anyway.
Dude, I can't believe you're doing this to us right now. We've always shared the meat. It's a damn tradition.
Well, listen, guess the hell what? Tradition doesn't pay for gas. It don't pay for your bullets, your bang bangs, your tree stands, the soap that makes me not smell like nothing. Or, be honest with you, the time that I take to process the meat. And be honest with you yet again, for the third time, I'm tired of footing the bill.
Yeah, whatever. I got some meat you can process.
Boy, if your daddy was here to see this, he'd knock the F out of you right now, and I don't mean fudge.
Wow, wow, wow. Hang on now. Don't you go talking about my damn daddy on here.
Newsflash, Needle Peter. He was my brother long before he was your daddy. So I'll say whatever the hell I want.
Well, I'll say this. Don't you be surprised if you pay more than anybody damn else, because I know you eat this stuff faster than a fat guy's butt crack eats underwear in the summertime. By the way, Esma D.
Dude, did you just tell your aunt some as you ate to SMD? Hell, I know this is the South, but you can't do that.
Hello. Oh, no. I don't want the damn meat. I'll find my own. I'll never buy deer meat. And you sure as hell won't be the first one to sell me any.
Well, all the hell I know is that this ain't a hobby no more for me. And if you get hungry enough, I bet you'll damn pay for it.
But hey, guess what, dumbass? You're the one who wanted a new damn rifle, a damn fancy cooler, and all the other bells and whistles you could have done without. And now you're trying to pass the cost to us? Hell knows what I say.
Dude, it is what it is. I ain't getting in no fight over no damn deer meat.
Yeah, you don't want to get in a fight over deer meat because you ain't going to like what happens.
I think it's what he needs. A good ass beating. A damn good one. I'd be damned if I starved this winter while he lives high on the hog.
Dude, believe me, I know you need to recoup money, but damn, we talking about community here. We've been sharing meat for years. Just can't see a world where we don't share deer meat. It just ain't right.
Well, look, scroll on up. Like I said, what if I said, so you can either cough up some dinero for some meat, or I'll eat it all my damn self. That's to be truth with you.
Yeah, if anybody would know about coughing up meat, it would be you, Gabe.
He got you there, LOL. Horny don't only like types, LOL, but posts a meme that also says, LOL, but the O in the LOL isn't an O. It actually is a horse's blank hole.
Well, I guess you can kill all... Well, I guess you can kiss his meat goodbye.
Probably the first time you ever said that. What in the hell are you even talking about? I just want a damn damn burger.
Insane.
What in the hell?
You seen those memes where they say LOL, but the O's not enough?
Yeah. I've seen it where it's pocket blanky, too. You see that? What was that doing?
I don't know. It's
Pinocchio.
It's usually a chick.
Oh, boy.
You know the sad part about that? Other than my reading abilities is that those are all real. The only thing different, no, there's not a Horse Ripkin Jr. out there or even a Horse Ripkin Sr. to my knowledge.
Nope.
But there is an Aunt Tifa out there somewhere, and that sucks. That sucks for her.
Everybody's got
poor
one.
Aunt Tifa.
But I will tell you this. What you heard was real. There's real Facebook arguments. The only thing, names changed to protect the innocent, the guilty.
And the stupid.
This has been another edition of Facebook Fussin'.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
I will just say, hey, where should we go? Who should we talk to first?
Let's go to Michael.
Michael?
Michael?
Michael. Hey, Michael.
Well, hello.
Hello there. How you doing?
Doing well. How are y'all?
Good, thank you. We're just sitting here playing a little tunk during the commercial break.
Oh, yeah. Playing some Boo-Ray.
Yeah.
Hey, play away.
Yeah. What's up with you?
I am sitting at my mom's work, waiting on her to get here.
Oh, hang on. What?
Huh?
Are you her boss, man?
No, I'm just waiting for her to get here because she opens the door up and I just hang out with her first thing in the morning.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's nice.
What a sweet child.
Well, it's apparently I'm not allowed to be without supervision.
You sound all right to me.
I mean, think so too.
What does that mean? What if you want to say? I'm just very, very starkly confused.
I'm sorry.
No,
I have a bad brain injury.
Okay, that's cool.
And some other injuries.
Yeah. Okay.
And
that's nice. You go and wait with her in the morning.
Cool.
Can you say what happened?
Yeah, I was hit by two 18-wheelers while I was at work.
Goodness.
Oh my God.
While I was at work.
Two?
Two of them. First one was doing 35. Second one was doing 72 when it T-boned up the truck I was in.
Did you work DOT or anything?
I worked for a construction company. I don't want to say the name of the construction company.
Sure.
Probably forgot.
Man. God. She's what? You spoiling that woman rotten. Going in and hanging out with her. Was she giving you some of her paycheck or...
Oh, no.
No, okay. You're a good son.
I'm still getting workers' comp, so I'm still... Oh,
okay. Man, I got a question, and I'm not trying to be a dick.
Do you see Jesus? Is that what you're going to ask him?
No.
I was. Oh, okay.
Like, will you
remember... Three times.
What? Oh.
Yeah, hang on to my question.
I interceded your question. You ask your question, and then we'll get back to him seeing Jesus.
Are you going to remember this conversation later that we even talked?
Yeah, because it's so important to me that we're talking right now.
Okay, I didn't know if you had like the memory loss of.
No, I do. I have.
Well, sadly, Fatboy will forget it. That's just the way he is. He has no feelings.
Well, I mean, yesterday is pretty much gone, and from yesterday to like 12 years before yesterday is all gone.
No, man,
so
that's
it creates amnesia.
I don't know what to call it, but yeah, like I don't remember it at all.
But you clinically died, is that right? Like medically?
Yeah, when they found me, I wasn't here.
What'd you
and
see?
And then on the way to the hospital,
yeah,
I died a second time. And then at the hospital, apparently it was the third time.
So are you going like in and out of your body when you come back?
Yeah, like what was that? What'd you see? What'd you hear? What'd that feel like?
Well, for the most part, the first time, it put me in a third-person perspective for the rest of the other two times.
Did you go to the light?
His name's not Carol Ann.
No, I was forced to where I couldn't move. Oh. I was just in a stationary position just watching myself.
I've heard that happening. Yeah. Like that's why people know what the doctors say.
Did you lift up? Like, was there going up? Or were you just still there, like watching yourself being worked on?
I was still there all three times watching myself.
Oh, wow.
And, I mean, even after I was brought back the first time, I didn't disappear. And I was like, am I going up north or am I going...
Like, wait a minute, you saw yourself talking or like you said when you came back, you didn't enter your body again. So
right.
what was going on? This is riveting right now.
It really is.
Like, what did they do to me or...
Well, so you said it was weird because you didn't go back in your body, but you saw yourself. So was the body that you were watching talking, or what made you realize that you had already, you'd come back, but not fully, I guess is the way I'm trying to word that.
Because I seen the heart monitor thing start beeping.
Yeah.
I watched them pull me out of the pickup truck that I was in.
What? Did you see anybody that had passed already that you knew? Like a relative?
No, I just remember there was somebody that was there watching me, but I don't remember any part of that.
So when you say it was a person, like, I'm not, whatever the word I'm looking for here, making fun or patronizing or whatever, I have so many questions. But so you said somebody else was watching. Did you feel that energy or did you see a figure or?
I seen a figure.
Oh, wow.
It was an all blacked out figure. I don't know if it was a spirit. I have no idea.
Jesus. I mean, I'm not saying it was Jesus. I just said Jesus.
Wow. What are the long-term effects that, imagine a lot of medicine you're on and you said you can't remember.
Yeah, I take, I only take four medicines.
Oh, wow.
Five. Yeah.
Man, you got you got purpose. The Lord brought you back, and I mean, for real, think about that. Like,
I always make it as a joke. I always turn into a joke. God said, "Strike three, you're out."
See, that's good, man. That's good
because I died three times.
Yeah,
it's a charm.
So I always said, "God said, strike three, you're out." Yeah. Go back down there.
Well,
and I'm like, oh, okay.
Let me be the first to say, welcome back. And stay around, okay? You call any time, my friend.
3 years ago.
You call any time and tell your mom we said hey. Not in a derogatory way. Just tell her we said hello.
Yeah.
Hey, mom, I said hey.
Ah.
Oh, she's right there. Yeah. She came to work.
She finally got to work.
She's sitting in the car next to me now.
Oh, okay.
She's listening to the radio now.
Oh, fantastic. What's mom's name?
Connie.
Hey, Connie.
Connie.
All right.
Miss C? Hey.
Mama, I always call her Mama Sue.
Mama Sue. Oh, very good. I miss that ice cream. It was Aunt Sue. All right. God bless you, my friend. You have a great morning.
Thank you. You too.
Y'all as well.
Thank you.
You too, man.
Enjoy the radio.
Thank you, my friend.
Yeah, you too.
Have a good morning. My gosh. Was that like, so I wonder what?
I just like you said, enjoy the radio. Like, okay.
Enjoy the radio.
I can't, but I hope you can.
Right. guys. I just want to call up and say that your show is some kick ass. Keep up the good work. I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell. The Rise Guys.